Devin, big focus recently for the Ravens offense has obviously been the vertical passing game. Earlier in the season, when you guys first faced him, you were playing cornerback. Now, as a safety, does your approach being the final layer of defense sort of change for this weekend?
A little bit, you know, just a different role. But I think as, you know, as all of us, you know, as the secondary players, we have to realize it's our job to kind of try to take away those deep passes, and we can't allow them to just throw the ball over our head. So I think all of us have to have that mentality and understand, you know, what they're trying to do. And I think the biggest thing is understanding how strong Falco's arm is, because I think we already know how fast, you know, some of the receivers are over there. So just being aware and making plays down the field.
How have you seen Flacco grow and kind of evolve and change as a quarterback over the last couple of years?
You know, for me, being a young guy coming in, I thought he was a pretty good quarterback when I got into the league. So I think he does a good job of handling their team and making the right decisions. I think playing quarterback puts a lot on you, and I think he does a good job of that, you know, not turning the ball over. You know, when you see a guy make the plays he made last week, you know, with I think a little over a minute left, with I think it was 70 or 80 yards to go, and to make that play down the field, I think that's big. And, you know, he's clutch and he makes plays for them.
Hey, Devin, you mentioned Joe Flacco's arm strength. You guys in the defensive backfield, because his arm is so strong, have to make adjustment in certain routes, because with a stronger arm, the ball's going to get there faster than someone with a weaker arm, and you have to make adjustments on that?
No, I think you have to be aware of it. You have to know, just like any other team, when we play throughout that week, you scout them, you watch film, and you understand what they do well. And you have to know those things. You can't just go on the field and, you know, play everybody the same. So I think it'll be key just watching film and understanding, you know, what Flacco does really well.
Could you talk about your relationship with Ray Rice? I think you were teammates for one season at Rutgers.
We came in together, so we're pretty good friends. We hang out a little bit in the off season. You know, it was a bunch of us that went to school together and came in at the same time at Rutgers and won a lot of games there. So the biggest thing, I think, none of that will matter on Sunday. We'll be going at it just like every other time we play in the NFL.
Did you grow up somewhere near him? Was it the?
Yeah, we grew up 20 minutes, about 20, 25 minutes away from each other.
You didn't know him before Rutgers?
No, I knew of him, but I didn't know him.
Rob Minkovic obviously has had a nose for football, but when you guys do practice drills, fumbles and all that, what is he like in those? Is he as aggressive as anybody when you guys are diving for the ball? And what does he bring that makes him so good at that?
I think, I mean, talking about, you know, recovering fumbles and all, that's hustle, you know. And Rob's a guy whose engine's always going. His motor is, you know, he's a high motor guy. He's always running around the field to make those plays. But I think, you know, people kind of overlook his ability, you know, to drop back last week and make an interception. He's able to do a lot of things, whether it's picking off passes, causing fumbles, recovering fumbles. He's a big part of our defense, and he makes a lot of plays, and those turnovers are always key.
The receivers that you're talking about, are they more physical than fast, or are they more fast than physical?
Well, it matters who you're talking about, you know.
See Torrey Smith.
He's a fast guy, you know. He moves, but that's not to say he's not physical at all. But, you know, I think one of his biggest strengths is his speed. And if you give him a step or two, it'll turn into three or four, you know. So you just have to be aware of how fast he is.
The end point is more physical.
Yeah, he's a very physical guy. And, I mean, you could tell, I think, by his size and his strength, he really uses that to his advantage of how physical he can be out there in routes and in blocking.
Devin is a safety and a captain on this defense. Do you take more accountability for the way your group back there in the secondary performs?
Definitely. I think one cool thing about our defense is we almost have a captain at every level. And, you know, but playing safety, I think you kind of have to be accountable for the whole defense and the coverage as a whole, just because so much of the communication will be between those two safeties of, you know, letting the corners know, letting the linebackers know of what we're doing, what coverage we're playing, and different things like that. So being a captain and a safety, I think a lot of the communication falls on me and whoever else is in that safety, especially with me and Steven there. We have to do a lot of communicating.
Do you like that type of responsibility?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, you know, you have to put the work in, the study, and knowing what different guys are doing, what the offense is doing, what your guys need to do. And, you know, that's always key. When you could get guys on the same page, I think that's when we play at our best.
It's not often you see a second-year captain. You know, I know you were when you first got in here. Is it difficult to kind of command, you know, some guys' attention as a younger player, and how have you kind of progressed in that role?
I think the biggest thing I've done is just learn from the other guys around me, you know, and us captain of meetings and being around guys like Tom, Vince, Gerard, Slate, and, you know, Logan. I think, you know, the biggest one really was Slate and Mayo, just because, you know, Mayo was named captain at his second year, and then Slate is also a younger guy last year in his third year. So just learning from those guys and seeing what they do and just modeling myself after, you know, their actions and how they lead.
You spent a lot of time last week chasing guys down in special teams, wear a ton of hats. How much better do you guys have to be this week? Because Jacoby Jones is the best in business.
Exactly. We have to just be sound. We can't allow, you know, him to run around and make those big plays. And, you know, he's a very fast guy. He breaks out. I doubt we'll be able to catch him. So it'll be key to just try to contain him and keep him away from making those big plays on special teams, because, you know, this time of the year, you really can't afford to give up those huge plays.
We know about the positional change, obviously, when Akeem showed up, and I know you played some safety last year, but how have things changed for you, maybe logistically or preparation-wise, on a week-to-week basis since Akeem has been here?
You know, not really change. I always watch film and prepare. I think my mentality's changed a little bit as far as trying to be the head communication guy back there with Steve. So not just being able to watch and see, you know, how the play affects me or how I'm going to play something, but just to be able to watch things and see if I could get any type of keys or, you know, pre-snap reads that I can let everybody else on the defense know. So vocally, I've really thought about, you know, speaking more. As soon as I see something, trying to yell it out to the defense. So I think the biggest thing I've changed is my mentality of how I approach it.
Is that a big transition for you? I mean, was that more of your style before? Or are you kind of learning as you go throughout the process?
Probably a little bit of both. You know, playing a little safety in college, you know, you had to do it. But, you know, when I got here, it's totally different of communicating in the NFL and letting guys know what's around them. So just kind of been learning on the job. And, you know, each week has gotten better. I've gotten more comfortable. So just try to take it one day at a time.
Evan, other than the Super Bowl, all of your playoff games have been here. How important has that been, and how important can that be?
It's good we get to stay home, but, you know, once you get out there on the field, you know, you have two teams going at it, you know, all playing for one common goal, and I don't care where you play. It's not going to change how one team comes out. You know, just because you're at home doesn't mean you're going to be more prepared than the team that's on the road. And I think, you know, the team we're playing now showed that. They've won a lot of road playoff games over the last couple of years. So I don't think the home field advantage will really be, you know, that much of a difference as far as, you know, since we're at home, we're going to win. But, you know, as a player, you always love playing in front of your fans.
When Ray Rice came out of Rutgers, there were a lot of question marks because of his size. You knew him. Were you at all surprised at how well he played right out of the chute?
Not at all. I mean, that was our guy in college. He made a lot of big plays for us, and when we watched as he went into the NFL, I think we were all excited for him. And, you know, you never know what's going to happen, but I don't think there was many guys in college that doubted he was going to be able to be a success in the NFL.
What was one thing that stood out to you about Rice in college?
His balance. I think it still shows out in the NFL. Just maybe because he is so small, he has great balance and leg strength that allows him to break a lot of tackles.
Do you ever think back on that play that Sterling Moore made on Lee Evans in last year's championship game to kind of break up that touchdown pass? And being on the field, did you realize how close it was?
No, not at the time. You just realized he made a good play. You know, that's what these games kind of come down to. We know it's going to go down to the stretch. It's going to go down to the end of the game. And whatever team makes more plays at the end of the game, that's going to be big to determine who the winner is.
Devin, always a safety, but as a DB, you know, growing up, was Ed Reed a guy that you always kind of looked at to model a game after, be a playmaker like that?
Yeah, I think growing up watching football, that's one guy that sticks out to everybody that plays defensive back position. Just his awareness and his knack to make plays in almost every part of the game, you know, special teams, you know, defense, intercepting the ball, fumble recoveries, fumble force. He's kind of done it all.
Devin, there were a couple games you guys had earlier this year where you or a teammate was going up against your brother. Can you imagine what it would be like and what it will be like for Chandler going up against his brother in a game of this magnitude, and what your family would be thinking if they were watching a game of this magnitude with the two McCourty brothers?
I think more of the stress goes on your family. because they kind of want both sides to win. But when you're a part of it, all you want is your side to win. You don't really care about your brother losing.
Coach Belichick spoke recently about how good you were at looking at film coming out of college and knowing what everybody on the defense is doing. I know this year you guys have a lot of relatively inexperienced guys in that secondary. How much are you being a leader in the film room, too? Are you helping those guys with what they're seeing in that aspect of weekly work?
I think a lot of that is, you know, not just helping them what they're seeing. It's just making sure we all see it the same way. You know, as soon as you watch film together as a group, you know what calls you plan on running, what you want to do. So the next thing is just making sure you all see it the same way. And if you can all see it the same way, it doesn't always matter who's right, who's wrong. If you can all play it the same, you usually can make a good play. Thank you.